shepherds and a crew, covering all Lily Preston, bringing you the news. It's Sunday Night Brawl, gonna rock your world. Tune into the podcast, let the chaos unfurl. The NFC's electric, the passion's on fire.
What's going on, Kicking Out Podcast Nation? It's Saturday, September 7th, 2024. We're a mere 5 hours away from the start of AW All Out, annual All Out pay-per-view. I'm Tanner Lee, the defending reigning KOP Predictions champion for 342 days and counting. I can brag about that a little bit this week since I'm not the only one here.
You can. I'll let you brag.
I guess I better get the title out, Sean.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about being a champion and you don't even have the title. Jeez.
Oh, my God. It's been almost a year, so you kind of forget where you even put the thing half the time. Oh. So it hasn't traveled anywhere. It's been in the same house the whole time. Yeah. But we'll see if that stays the case. Co-host Paul Zartman, a.k.a. The Unwise Man, joining me. And other co-host Austin Shepherd, a.k.a. The Shep. Should be joining us sometime. We don't know. Hopefully soon.
Coming in hot normally means within 5-10 minutes of us starting. Yep. So who knows what's going to happen. I mean, I don't know.
Well, Paul got hit by something from Logan, but I could not tell what that was. That did not look like a chair. It looked like something blue. Blue of some sort. But there you go, Majin. Paul's down and out for the count. Down and out for the count. And speaking of Majin, still your champion raises the one for Tanner. That's why you're my favorite, Majin.
I hope you're all happy.
What was that? It didn't look like a chair.
That was a bat.
Bat. Like I said, Majin's in the house. Steffi in the house. They're ready to rock.
Paul
got his people's championship.
Paul's going to be two belts here soon.
I don't know. After that shot, Paul might be picking people who aren't even in the matches.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes wins everything in AEW.
Majin missed it. Majin missed the run-in.
That guy. There it is. That's what he hit me with. That bat right there.
That's a pretty good shot.
Pulled the Jericho. For somebody who doesn't like Jericho, he pulled the Jericho and hit me with a bat.
Hey, no Jericho on the card tonight. Not even in Zero Hour. So
thank
we can
goodness.
All rejoice. We can all rejoice.
Yes.
Rejoice.
Oh, man. After tonight, I will be Paul Two Belts.
We will see. This is your and Shep's last chance before I hold this thing for a year. Because if I'm successful and retain it tonight, the next defense is Wrestle Dream. That's October 12th next month. Wrestle Dream, when I won it, happened October 1st last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see.
We will see. But interesting card tonight. 8 main card matches. I think there's 4 zero-hour matches, but like usual, we aren't predicting zero card. We're just predicting the main card matches. If this is the first time you've ever tuned into one of our predictions, here's how we do it. We do it by confident points. So the match we are least confident in, we put 1 point on the match. The match we're most confident in, we put the maximum point, which in tonight's case will be 8. And you can only use your point total values once each. So Paul can't use 7 points twice. Anything like that. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I got to change everything. I got 8 on everything but one match.
Well, you know.
And Cody Rhodes is the winner for everybody. So, I mean.
Well. There's that bat shot talking right there. So yeah. I can't even talk. Look at me. Should be a fun card. Yeah, 8 matches, like Majin said, feels a little light. 12 in total feels normal. 12 in total with the pre-show. So Shep should be joining us momentarily. How are you feeling about this card, Paul? Like, I think it's going to be a good show, but it is interesting. Another quick build. Last year was a week in between All In, All Out. This year's 2 weeks. Next year, we don't have to worry about it because the pay-per-view schedule is going to be all different next year. But how are you feeling about the card?
Overall, I mean, quick build, yeah, but I like how they did it. Cody doesn't have to be on the card. He's going to win everything. Don't you know? He's Cody. He's going to script himself to win every title everywhere.
Now you're sounding like AEW fans in 2019.
Young Bucks, the Elite in general, they're all going to be champions. They're not going to let anybody else get any gold.
Well, Elite has quite a bit of gold right now. So what's up, Steven? Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, Steven.
How do you feel about the card, though? Back to my question.
Quick build for some of it. Obviously, the MJF Daniel Garcia build has been going on for a while in the background. But I don't know. I think it's been a good build for some of the matches, whereas others, it's just like, okay, what'd you do? Just throw some stuff together.
Right. There's definitely some matches that have more storylines tied to them than others, for sure. Majin saying, I'm curious, how's the cage match going to go? Will it count against their record, or is it also being a lights-out match not count? I think it being a lights-out match, it doesn't count against their record, I believe.
Yeah, no.
Unsanctioned.
We saw one of the unsanctioned lights out matches in Indy the first year they came, and it didn't affect anybody's record.
Was that Darby and Mox main event?
Yep.
When he put him in the body bag and hit the paradigm shift from the second or top rope.
Yep. Ripped the ring apart.
Yeah, it makes sense with the intensity that has been the Swerve Hangman rivalry for this to be a lights out match. I'm just wondering, is it going to be bloodier than their Texas Death Match at Full Gear last year? I don't know if it can, but
I
wouldn't put it past these two guys either.
You know, and I was looking today because I was curious, and I was just going through my picks again and my confidence points on everything. And without giving away anything, I did find that Swerve and Hangman, this will be their third match in this long, drawn out, what feels like 2-year feud. And Swerve is over in both of those matches.
Yes, he won at Wrestle Dream with the help of Nana. He won at Full Gear with the help of Brian Cage and the Mogul Embassy. And then neither one of them won at Revolution in the Triple Threat because, Hangman didn't want Swerve to win. Swerve didn't want Hangman to win. So Joe was victorious.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is at Hangman Page's first singles pay-per-view main event since 2022 Double or Nothing, when he lost the title to CM Punk, by the way. Saw that today on Twitter. So, wow. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
So back where he belongs, in my opinion. So,
yeah, I can agree with that.
If you could only pick one, Paul, because I think both these guys, when you talk about the face of AEW, I think both these guys come to mind, Hangman and Moxley. If you could only pick one of those two as the face of AEW, who are you picking and why?
Okay, well, this works. Because I was going to bring this up to you last week, and I was under the weather, wasn't able to be here. And we kind of saw that, again, Moxley just wants to talk to Darby. But we've seen a lot of interesting things happening in the wrestling world here lately. And I'm going to feed into the internet a little bit here, which is something I don't like to do.
Oh, God.
I think Moxley is going to lead the modern day version of the New World Order within the NWO-WCW style feud. But I think Hangman is the face of AEW. More people recognize him. A lot of people, they recognize him as Hangman Adam Page. A lot of times when people are talking Moxley, they refer to Dean Ambrose. They refer to his indie stuff. They don't refer to him as John Moxley, former AEW champion.
Yeah. So, or as, our buddy JPJ Between Two Beards, who put up a hell of a fight in our predictions challenge at all. And Hell of a Fight. Shep, not so much. Shep, I don't know what he was doing with his picks.
I came closer than Shep did, and I wasn't even involved.
Shep was a little off. And really, I have to give it to our guy, Will Ospreay, because if it wasn't for him winning that 8 points, I was probably in trouble. JBJ probably would have had the title on the East Coast. But where I was getting at, JBJ, when he refers to Hangman, calls him Hangman. Hangman, Adam Page, not Hangman. So, hey, we got our buddy back here.
Hey.
Shep's ready to take some shots, everybody.
Shots.
I'm only 11 minutes late, which is really good for me, I feel like.
Hey, man, we've been stalling. No picks have been made. We're just...
Yeah, you did miss me getting hit in the back of the head with a bat by Logan.
He did get hit with a bat. That is true.
That's I kind of want to see that again. Can we rewind?
It's gonna be clipped.
Logan, you there?
It'll be clipped, Shep. Don't worry. It was a pretty good shot.
Okay.
It was.
My head hurts.
So I got to catch up on something.
It turned my whole hair red. It hit me so hard.
Did something. I got to get to some of these comments first before we get into our picks. TJY on YouTube. No need for predictions. Tanner will win anyway. Smart man there. Then Majin asking if he's acknowledging our king. Look at this. This is wonderful.
This is embarrassing. Like, really, guys? Oh, my gosh. I always root for TJY. TJY, are you from Canada?
He is not from Canada.
Oh, he's not?
Well, we know our Canadians love Tanner.
They do. Bret Hart, Tanner.
Paul, did you almost shoot a little pop through the nose there when I said, are you from Canada?
It's not pop. It's coffee. I'm drinking coffee at 3:12 in the afternoon on a Saturday.
Just so that I could showcase the KOP mug that you could buy at kickingoutshop.com.
Yeah. Good ad placement.
Buy all those mugs, you marks.
Yeah. Buy our marks, you mugs.
Yeah, Shep, what are we drinking?
Yeah.
We're just having this first one of the day. Vodka soda. Here we go. Are you drinking the Hulk Hogan beer?
No.
Okay.
No. For one, you can't get that in Indiana. And two, I wouldn't be caught with that after his comments this week. No.
Well, the can looks similar.
It does.
I'm just saying.
No,
I'm just having
America's veterans, by the way.
Good job. We appreciate all y'all services. Y'all serve a close sentiment to my heart. Here we go. I'm having a little vodka and soda. It's the first one of the day. Golf doesn't count before today. We had the first round of the tour championship, the first time I ever made it in 14 years, but here we go. Majin, we're having a little vodka soda for you. Get off of Tanner's ass. We're going to take this belt from him, which up until this morning, I didn't realize it was on the line. So cheers.
What do you mean didn't know it was on the line? It's always on the line for pay-per-views.
Well, you know what? You can kind of bitch out on a couple things. So I was just worried about it. I didn't know. Hey, cheers.
You love got you guys. To it before I did, Tanner. I was getting ready to click the button.
I had to because when you guys were both not here last week, Majin was throwing some shots at Shep and his fandom for FTR. So.
Last week was a rough week for me. I mean, where the hell was I? Oh, fantasy
football. Yeah, fantasy draft. Yep.
I have one fantasy football draft, and you guys got to fucking blow my ass shit up. That's whatever. It's okay. Mm-hmm. So one time.
TGY, excuse me, said, I discovered the Apple Jim Beam lately. Real good. You guys drank it before? I have not.
Yes. Apple Jim Beam on the rocks is fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Very good.
Yes, it is.
Tanner, you got to try some of that. I don't drink often, and I would drink more of that.
Okay. All right. Are you guys ready to get these predictions?
Sorry. Go ahead.
You're good.
No. Yeah, I'm ready to rock when you guys are.
All right. Uh-huh. We will start off with a match that became official last night. It's a four-way match for the Continental Championship. You got Kazuchika Okada defending against ROH champion Mark Briscoe, fan favorite Orange Cassidy, and Konosuke Takeshita. Nice to see Takeshita back on AEW after winning the G1.
Yeah.
Paul, start us off.
Well, you mispronounced the final guy's name, just so we all know. It's Takeshita. Get it right.
Takeshita.
Takeshita. I mean, look at how it's spelled.
I know.
Sorry.
That's something Shep would say, okay?
It is like, something Shep would say. He's gotten to me.
You guys should be at a higher level than Shep, both of you. And that's something Shep would
brought
say.
Me down, Shep. You brought me down. I agree with Stephen Chambers' comment here real quick. I'd rather this be a one-on-one match than a four-way.
I think it's coming down the line. Patience. Patience. And
here's why I think it's coming down the line. Because I think Takeshita is not going to be involved in the finish at all. And I think Okada will retain. And that'll piss Takeshita off and it'll lead to a one-on-one at the next pay-per-view. And I've got 1 point on this.
Ooh, 1 pointer.
Not very confident.
No, I'm not very confident, but I like where that storyline could go.
You want me to get a Tanner?
Sure.
Taking the champion's advantage and cheating.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the complete opposite of Paul. I think it's
that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. I think it's time to put gold on this son of a buck. So I'm taking Takeshita for one.
Complete opposite, but I've got the same confidence points.
I am going with the Rainmaker for three. Kind of low confidence points because I could see them having Takeshita take it off via pinning Orange or Briscoe and not Okada. And then that, you know, going into the WrestleDream, Okada trying to get it back. I definitely think these two are going to face one-on-one. I think that's a money feud there, especially over in Japan. But I just don't think it's the Rainmaker's time to drop it just yet. So, Kata for three. Okay. For me.
All right.
Majin saying, Tanner went first the vast majority of last time in retain. Come on now. Thank you, Majin.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Paul. We got to get rid of these marks. Can you block that shit on the comments? Can we block them?
I cannot.
I'm just asking.
Only Tanner can, unfortunately.
How about the Chicago Street Fight? These are
marks.
I got marks. Hey, that sounds like a t-shirt. That sounds like a t-shirt. Paul's favorite match, insert city name, Street Fight. Will Nightingale and Chris Statlander. This was supposed to be for the CMLL women's title, but they pulled that stipulation for some reason.
Yeah, so. I don't get it. I don't get it. But I'll gladly go first on this one.
Okay.
I went Nightingale for four. I think before they pulled the stipulation, she was going to retain her title, and I think they're going to, minus the title stipulation, I think that's still the path they're going.
So you think this is the end of that feud then?
No. Because
it feels like a Willow win pretty much ends this thing.
No, because I think Stokely's going to get involved somehow, and Stokely will cost Statlander the win, and then you can play off of that aspect of Stat lost because of Stokely, so she wants to do this one-on-one, no outside interference.
Okay. Well, I will go next so I don't get yelled at for going last. I'm going Willow for two. Low confident points on this one because until this morning I had Statlander winning this because she's due for a win, it feels like. Yeah. But I feel like they have to have somebody set up for Mariah May, this next challenger. I think Willow fits in nicely there. So that's why I'm going Willow for two.
Yeah.
When they pulled the stipulation of the belt, made me change my pick. I'm going Statlander for four.
Ooh. All right. And Stephen Chambers also going Statlander for four. And he also says CMLL didn't want their title on the line in a street fight.
Fair enough.
I can agree with both of those. comments. I bet you Stephen Chambers is from the United States of America.
He's from Mississippi, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen. I believe
even
from
better. Yep. He's a down south boy.
Majin earlier, Shep, just jealous no one marks out for him. It's okay, Shep. You and Steffi can bond over your love for extremely crappy wrestling and racing.
Oh, wow.
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 Hey, Majin, go find it. Go find out how to make real good maple syrup, bitch. Sorry.
Off the rails.
Steven is from Mississippi, and I'm glad I got that right. All right.
Good job, Tanner. I remembered something.
Yeah, I like that. I like that guy. I like him a lot better than Majin.
Majin say Mariah's next challenger will come out tonight during her segment. Who could that be? I honestly have no idea. Ooh, actually, I think I just might have. How about returning Anna Jay?
She's coming back from Japan.
Yeah. She was pretty strong over there.
She had a good run in Japan.
You would have to make her face. Or returning Tay Mello? Maybe? I feel like it's going to be somebody returning we haven't seen in a while.
No, wait a minute. You're talking about bringing these girls back against the world champion?
Yeah, I know.
No.
See, I'm not the only one.
I like how everybody's giving away their... Oh, she's not even on the card.
Giving away now. Sorry. You said that out for me, Paul.
Abaddon, I would be all for. Abaddon has...
done nothing?
On TV, yes. But Abaddon is a very strong character and wrestler, and I think it would fit because then you've got your beauty and your beast.
And the beast.
That's true.
I get it.
But the Shep's point, that's like putting somebody from dark clear to the world title match.
Yeah.
But she's on ROH and doing well. But see, if you don't watch ROH regularly, you don't know that. That'd be like...
Bringing
putting her in the title picture. She's doing great things on ROH, but you never see her on AEW.
Right.
That's like putting a 37-year-old pitcher in AAA who's just pitched two shutouts and trying to bring him to major league. Like, he's 37 years old. He should dominate there. Get the fuck out. Sorry.
All right, we will move on to the next.
They have dropped the fucking ball with Abaddon. We talked about that two weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry.
I know. That's why I think it'd be a good fit. Just saying.
Very interesting match here. It was a fun opening segment on Dynamite. MJF versus Daniel Garcia. Garcia's first match we've seen him in since he lost is the chance to win their international championship versus Ospreay back a couple months ago. This feud's got very personal. No Diamond Dynamite ring for MJF to use, though. If he's got to use something, it's got to be something else.
I'm just going to throw this out here. I'm not giving my pick, but I bet that ring's in Danny's pocket.
It sound according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, it is for real gone. They don't know what happened to it.
Okay.
Somebody stole it or something over in London. And so they worked
in MJF probably dropped it.
So, but like, couldn't they make another one? I don't know.
I don't know, man. That was a lot of money dropped into that ring.
It was, and it's interesting. Like, it's got to change MJF's character a little bit. I mean.
Yeah, and that's why I think, maybe it's not an exact rep, the exact same, but maybe a little bit different, and Danny has it and clobbers him, and then that's how they bring it back into the story, that Danny was the one who stole it.
Yeah, he did say he pawned it at a Buffalo pawn shop to get his ticket to the UK, so they've already revealed that.
Yeah.
So it's gone. Okay. I'll go first here. I am taking MJF for 4, kind of piggybacking off what Stephen Chambers says here. Can't picture MJF losing 2 pay-per-views in a row. He's taking MJF for 7. I think it would benefit Garcia more. Garcia's never had a big win like this in his career, but I just don't see MJF losing back-to-back big-time matches at pay-per-views. And with MJF winning, Garcia can try for one more time down the road somewhere and then pick up that victory. So Maxwell for 4. Shep's next.
What do you think, Paul? What do you think, Paul? Huh? I thought their opening segment on Wednesday was above. It was a 12 out of 10. Mm-hmm. And I was really, really.
All right, Dave, calm down.
Really? Really? You're going to compare me to him? That's fine. That's fine.
Is that a 7-star segment?
I'll give you a 7-star, you son of a buck. Anyways. I thought that segment was awesome. I thought that was the best we've ever seen Danny Garcia talk on the mic.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%.
I don't think he's ever been that more passionate, mm-hmm. that more to the point, mm-hmm. and it worked. And then I loved him going up in the stands, and then obviously MJF does what he does. It was if you could rate Dynamite kickoff, that might have been one of the best Dynamite kickoffs we've seen in 2 years. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
I'm putting that in the 9s. But I see this feud going on a little longer than most. So I get Danny Garcia for 2 points.
All right.
So far, Shep and I have opposite the first 3 matches. So this is. Woo. You said 2 points, Shep? 2 points.
Is it like I don't matter? Damn.
Well, you and I have agreed to both.
I know. You're like, Shep and I have been opposites on everything.
Well, you know, the champ looks at who disagrees with them. So.
Oh, well, unfortunately, I agree with you, Tanner, again, and went MJF for 6.
Ooh, high points.
And though. I think you can continue. I agree with what both of you have said. You can continue this with Max winning it. It only makes sense.
Majin says, Paul, you're usually dead last, so it doesn't matter much.
Shut up, Majin. Nobody likes you. If anybody would have... Look, you don't count. If anybody would have looked at my points from the last one, I beat Shep.
He didn't, did he?
He would have last, but he wasn't in it. It was just
it didn't matter. You weren't in there.
But if I were, I would have beaten you.
If my aunt had a dick, she'd be like, my uncle. He's using that again. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Good
Maybe
job.
Maybe she does.
Well,
Stephen Chambers would, bringing up a good point here.
We she always had a big Adam's apple at Thanksgiving dinner.
We're gonna get a spit. We're gonna get a spit take out of Paul by the end of this episode.
Okay, I'm in. No doubt. I'll work on that.
Grand Slam is in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They're both from New York, Long Island and Buffalo, respectively. So,
yeah.
What a shithole! What a shithole! Huh?
Which one? Or just the state in general?
Yes.
No, I'm not talking. I love New York. I'm a big East Coaster. Beautiful country. Beautiful country.
Uh-huh. I hadn't taken a drink, Shep, so that one wasn't possible.
I got a couple laid back, so don't worry about it, Paul.
He's got some up his sleeve. Next up, a match that was completely just thrown together. Absolutely. The EVPs need a title match. We're just going to throw in the BCC, who just won the trios. The Young Bucks, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, defending it against Blackpool Combat Club's Claudio Castagnoli and Wheeler Utah. Shep, you can lead us off here, since you haven't let us off yet.
I'll leave this one off. Kind of thrown back how they did the trios with the BCC. Doesn't fit in the storylines at all, so I got the Bucks for 8 points.
All right.
Do you want to go, champ, or you want me to?
I'll go. I got the Bucks for 5. I don't think they lose it, but there's 3 more matches that I just am even more confident in than this one. So, Bucks for 5.
I got the Bucks for 3.
We agree for the first time. Yeah. And have you guys noticed this card? There's a lot of chances for champions to become double champions.
Yes.
On this card.
Yes.
It's kind of unique. So, and Stephen Chambers says he's got the Bucks retaining for six.
So, good choice. Good choice.
And Majin's talking in the comments about sticky stuff between Shep and Mama Wang. We'll just leave it at that.
Yes.
I love that girl. You know what? You guys don't realize how good a cuddler she is. She loves a cuddle. She loves
take your word
cuddle.
For it. All right.
She gets them shoulders right up next to you, and then there's things right by Sarah's shoulders. Oh, man. Nice and warm.
Shoulder
blade. She's not a champ. She's not a champ anymore. So.
Yeah, but she's got some good pillows.
Oh, boy. All right. International Championship, Pac is finally getting his title shot that he's been trying to get for, feels like, months. Will Ospreay and Pac, this should be a hell of a match. But I think we're all going to agree on this one.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
I got Ospreay for 7.
I have the Bruv for 7 as well.
I've got the Bruv for 8.
All right, yeah. He's not losing it yet.
No.
I think the
way he won it in England was awesome. And we even had I love the point where the ref stepped over MJF. That was great. I don't know if we talked about that last week, but it was awesome.
I do think Ricochet comes out after this match, and that's Ospreay's next feud.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of match do you expect between Ospreay and Ricochet at WrestleDream at the end of September? Like,
middle of October, I mean?
I'm sorry. Sure, whatever.
10 star.
Yeah.
Could there be enough high spots in that match?
10 stars.
A lot of flippity flops.
10 stars.
I know. I know. They're going to knock it because of the flippity flops. But I think. Besides that, I think those two gentlemen could really, really – they could steal that show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I don't care what kind of storyline you got going with Brian and Swerve and Hangman. Yeah, the storylines are carrying those feuds right now. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
But you put those two guys in a ring, there's no ceiling. There's no ceiling at all.
Yeah,
you don't even need to put a title on the line or have a true storyline. Just these two in a ring together, phenomenal.
Oh, take my money.
Mm-hmm.
Like Majin brought up on the pod last week when I was doing it solo, he listed like 4 matches and wanted me to rank them in order. But I'd like to see it was like Ricochet against Ospreay, Ricochet against Dante Martin, Ricochet against Hologram, and Ricochet against, if he stayed in the company, Rey Fénix. I'm like, all 4 of those would kick ass from an athletic standpoint.
They would.
Yeah.
They would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Paul, real quick. You notice this is the third time that old Tanner has brought. I did the podcast on my own last week. When I was doing the podcast on my own last week, I did this. When I was doing the podcast on my own, I did this. Like, Jesus Christ.
Guys, didn't bring it up at all when I did it.
Just throwing it out there. Sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Tanner, I'm saying sorry to Paul, not to you, Tan Man, Mr. 369 days continuing or whatever the shit that was. All right.
342, but who's counting?
Yeah,
who's counting? You Majin's are.
Ospreay versus Ricochet will have all the Fed heads swearing that ain't wrestling and thumping the Bible of Cornette.
Yes.
Wow. That's a good
That's
one.
Just a bunch of flippy floppies. That's not wrestling.
That's a good one. Oh, man.
Can't have flippy like floppy in wrestling.
You know what? How can I absolutely hate Cornette? But on the other side, I absolutely love the guy. Isn't that weird?
Love to hate him.
I love his insight on wrestling. I love his historian on wrestling. but you take everything out, and I think the guy is an absolute jackalope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? I even just to make sure JPJ doesn't hate me, okay? I'll even throw all the political bullshit that Cornette does on the side. I still don't know if Cornette and I could sit down and have a drink of beer.
I don't think you could.
No.
I would love to, but I don't think we could. If we kept it strictly wrestling, I don't know if Cornette and I could have a beer.
You could if you start talking about your hatred of Russo.
There you go.
I don't like Russo. I don't hate anybody. I don't hate anybody.
Except Russo.
except shit stain is Cornette. I don't know. I don't know the guy personally, so I can't hate him, right? Do I agree with his views? No. But doesn't mean I hate him.
Booking? No.
That's you know what? This is the most democratic thing I would ever say. We all have our own views. We all get along. It's fucking professional wrestling. Let's all get along, right?
Exactly. Too much tribalism out there in IWC. Yeah.
But it's still, they're all for the tribal chief.
I got nothing.
Wait, Tanner, go to the next match. To the next match, please.
Next match. TBS championship on the line. Mercedes Moné versus Akira Shida, but no. Oh, God. Why am I blanking on her name? Help me out here.
Camille.
Not. She's barred from ringside. So, Camille, jeez.
Well, that's good because she can't fucking take a.
Oh, my God. That was a
kendo
bad.
Shot.
She oh, that can't was do bad. It.
She looked at her arm like, oh.
Yeah, that was bad.
Jesus. She sucks.
That was bad.
She fucking sucks. Sorry.
I will go first. I have Mercedes Moné, the CEO, retaining for 6 points.
I'll go next.
Go ahead, Paul.
I hate to do it. I really do. Because deep down inside, I just want to go Shida, but I know better. It'll be Moné, and I got her for 7.
Okay.
You're coming around, Paul.
No, I'm not. I'm logical, okay? Every time I go with my gut instinct or not listen to logic, I screw myself out of this title. I'm done doing that, so unfortunately, I have to go for the one that makes sense and go to the bathroom and root for
Moné. Majin says it's a bathroom break match.
Yep.
I'll
go take me a giant shit and go, oh, look, Mercedes won.
I'm objectively balanced and on the ball, says this will be levels above Moné versus Shitmaker.
Wow.
She was not good at all.
It was a rough match. It was her first big time match back.
It was rough, all right.
Let's rewind 3 months ago.
I agree, Majin. Thank you.
Hold on. Let's rewind 3 months ago. And I completely went against Paul and Majin and said Mercedes is the fucking greatest thing ever to come here.
Blech.
I'm getting to the point where I do not like her. I do not like her at all. I'm going to pick her here. Okay, for 3 points. You can put me down for 3 points. Okay.
Got it.
But I just, her segments of late has not been good. Her matches have not been good. I'm not going to say Paul's right. Okay. And I'm not going to say JPJ or all those guys that hate on her. I think she was a great signing and brought a lot of attention to AEW. Okay.
JPJ is 100% Mercedes.
Well, he's Boston.
Yeah, he loves her.
Yeah, well, they put a lot of things in their mouths. almost got it, Tanner. Did you see that?
Almost. It's getting close.
I almost got Anyways, she has let me down. Let's see. Mercedes has let me down. I think she'll still retain. I got 3 points on her. You know what? If she drops the belt here, though, I will gladly give you guys that big of an advantage. All right. Actually, I would get the advantage. I will take that advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would.
Yeah. I don't like her right now. I don't think she's good right now. I really don't. And I've got to quit dressing like she's in fucking Japan. Quit dressing like she's in fucking Japan. Sorry. All right, I'm over it.
I thought she carried that match between her and Britt. I thought Britt was awful.
Well, let's give Britt a break. She was just
I'm not giving her a break.
But if it was Adam Cole, you would have given him a break. If it was Cody Rhodes, you'd give him a break. If it was Britt Will Ospreay,
Britt was fine in her Dynamite match. So what happened here? Okay.
No, I'm not making excuses for her. Britt screwed the pooch on this one.
Britt screwed Britt.
Yes, she did. I can't even come up with a reason as to why, but you know, I think she had to go out there and look like crap just to attempt to make Mercedes look better, because anytime anybody's halfway decent in the ring, they're already better than Mercedes.
Steven Chambers says feeling Mercedes is going to add to her stable. I've seen that rumor floating around a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
Majin said it was Britt's third match back after a potential career ending and life ending injuries. Come on now. And I'm objectively balanced and on the ball. Britt has always been awful and has had the worst matches in AEW.
Wow. A little harsh.
Yeah, not a Britt fan there. All right.
I am.
And I do like Britt Baker, but I'm going to call a spade where
it was a terrible match, but yeah. She still looked as good as Mercedes out there. I'm just saying.
No. All right. Two more matches here. We got Bryan Danielson. He is the new AEW World Championship. Belt looks great on the GOAT, on the American Dragon, defending it against the scapegoat, Jack Perry, who's also the TNT champion, but the TNT title is not on the line. Paul, go first since you're doing the yes chant.
Bryan Danielson, 5 points. It's not time. I told you guys. If Danielson won, he was dropping it, and I think we all agreed with that, that if Danielson won the belt at the last pay-per-view, he was dropping it in Washington.
Go ahead. Let's say I got Danielson for 6.
I got Danielson for 8. I don't see any way he drops it.
You know, I almost went 8, but I'm just that confident in Ospreay that I had to go Ospreay over Danielson.
The only reason I have Ospreay at 7 and Danielson is 8, even though I do think Ospreay's going to win, you still got Don Callis lurking around.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually he's going to screw Ospreay at something. So,
mm-hmm.
So let's fast forward. So Danielson, do we get him and Nigel? Eventually,
I think they got it before he's done.
I've been screaming for it ever since Nigel started busting his balls on commentary. You can go back to June, and I was always saying this, like Nigel, Wembley. He did show up in Wembley, just not with Brian. But I think eventually we got to get these two guys right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of guys
for the title, so you got to do it on Dynamite.
No, you could not have Bryan Danielson and Nigel McGuinness on Dynamite, Paul. Come on.
After this, you've got Wrestle Dream.
Okay, you guys are forgetting Darby at Grand Slam.
Yeah,
Darby is facing the winner tonight at Grand Slam for the title. Yeah. And Darby's also from the state of Washington. I know he just got his ass beat by Jack Perry. But I don't know. I
Moxley
think
just wants to talk to him.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll see more of that tonight. Moxley and
Marina Shafir. You're missing something there. in Washington if you don't put Nigel and Brian together. I'm sorry, you're missing something. And I like Darby. Darby's a crazy son of a buck. We all know that.
Hopefully the picture comes clear soon, because Darby's from state of Washington. Swerve's from the state of Washington. Man could be in the mix.
I'm sorry, Darby's not a world heavyweight champion. I'm sorry, he's not.
Is Jack Perry?
No.
And that's why nobody picked him.
No. Not right now. Not right now, they're not. Let me put that. I don't want to be negative. Neither one of those guys are world heavyweight championship material.
How about, what guys on the AEW roster are?
Outrunners.
Right now. Hey, they did get a dub last night.
They got the dub last night. And then they get their ass kicked by Tire Iron and Moss. I love it. Anyway, sorry. I got sidetracked.
We know Sheps, Outrunners, FTR. That's all that's in. That's
all day
in,
long.
I mean, the only two teams in the tag team realm with those two. Do we have any other tag teams in AEW? Whatever.
I will say FTR Grizzled Young Vets gonna be fun next week.
It'll be good. Good match. When you talk about
FTR will lose, but it'll be a good match.
When you talk about heavyweight, let me throw the heavyweight out there. World championship contenders.
Mm-hmm.
We got Swerve, Hangman.
Yep.
You got guys like Okada.
Yep.
Osprey could hold that.
Yep. Max.
Yeah, he already did. He already did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Max. Max is there.
And Mox.
Mox is there.
Yeah.
Archer. Jericho. No. Jericho can hold that belt.
Okay. I'm not throwing Archer in there, Paul, because he doesn't win nothing. He should, but
that's because AEW won't book him that way. But he is a talent that could hold the title.
Yeah, before going down that, but we could list like a million guys.
Hey, you said who on the roster could be in title contention? Archer.
I mean, if you're going to throw Archer, then I'm throwing Wardlow in there, and he hadn't been on TV in months.
That's fine. Wardlow should have been champion by now. I agree with you on that.
I don't know by now, but he should be well in the mix.
This guy's on the shelf. Actually, two guys on the shelf. Three guys on the shelf. I'm bringing it up. Jesus. How about, four. This is just telling you that the status of AEW's roster. How about any of these guys? Jay White, Omega, Adam Cole, or Adam Copeland? Any of those guys in that mix?
Yeah. All could be great.
Omega, Copeland, Adam Cole. I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
Not that when he was healthy, he was badass.
Right.
Claudio.
Claudio's not there for me, but.
And when I look at the world championship, okay, let's do this, guys. Well, you got Gunther and Cody, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Could you literally put Adam Cole on the same level as Gunther and Cody? And I'm not saying they're in performance ring ability, but if you stuck Gunther, Cody, Adam Cole in a lineup, could you put those three together?
And I know you brought this up a few weeks ago when we were talking about Darby potentially winning the title.
Same thing with Darby. Could you put Darby in that match? Not that I dislike Darby. I love Darby. I think the guy's a crazy son of a buck. And the shit he does, I just don't know if you could put him in that category. If you could do a lineup right now in a jail cell, okay? That's when you do a lineup, right? I don't know. You do a lineup in a jail cell, and you got Gunther, Cody, Darby Allin, Adam Cole. Come on, boys. Ain't gonna look right.
Okay.
Majin said he'd put Cole above Cody, and Cody is mid.
But
see, I disagree with old Majin on that one. And I like Adam Cole. I like Adam Cole back in the day of NXT when him and Pat McAfee had the hell of a feud, and Pat McAfee and him had a hell of a match. Mm-hmm. If Adam Cole could elevate a guy like Pat McAfee to have that kind of a match, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see him as a world heavyweight champion. I don't see it.
Okay. Okay. Now,
I'm not disagreeing to what Majin's saying there, though. But as champ, right. Cody's as mid, a challenger, he's good.
He's fantastic. As champ, he's. But, all right, look at it this way. You go off of the, would you like to have these three guys lined up together? Now, if we look at the lineage of each one of these gentlemen, Cole is hands down the one that you would pick over Gunther and Cody to be your world champion because of the type of titles he's held in his career. He's done phenomenal things, no pun intended, towards AJ Styles there. Everywhere he's gone, you know, Cole is a big name. Unfortunately, we have not seen that from Cole within AEW because he's been injured 90% of the time he's been there. So we get a little bit of a start to build Cole into what we're used to seeing, injury. Bring him back, reintroduce him, start to build injury. It happens to him every time. So we don't, we look at Cole and we go, no way he could be a champion. But if you look back at his lineage, you go, why is he not champion?
Very valid points by both of you. I guess the only thing, other thing I'll ask before we move on to predicting the lights out cage match, of all the guys we've kind of discussed who are on the shelf, could you see or do you see any of them returning tonight? Or do we get any surprise debuts? Anything? Got to think we're going to get something tonight.
If Kenny comes back, he's going to come back in the four way and mess with Okada.
Yeah.
Which then Shep could actually get that one right if Omega comes back, screws with Okada, Takeshita picks up the victory over Okada or over somebody else, and then Okada wants a rematch, and of course his buddies are the EVPs, so he gets it. Maybe he comes back in the tag match and screws with the Bucks, but
It's still time to put gold on Takeshita. That's just me. Last match, Hangman and Swerve, right? We're going to go there?
Yep. Let me get the graphic here. Lights out cage match. One of the best feuds, if not the best feud AEW's ever created. These two men hit each other, took it to another level the other night when Hangman set Swerve's child home house that he just recently purchased up in flames.
It gone.
Which he teased that doing 2 months ago, if people were paying attention to the details.
Mm-hmm. I got Hangman for 5 points.
Wow. Confident, are we, Shep?
We are. We are.
Champ, this, what do you got?
Was that both of our phones just had the ESPN thing?
Mine buzzed. Mine didn't do ESPN. Oh. Mine buzzed. But.
Okay. I think we're going to get Hangman Swerve for the rest of the year.
Ooh.
I think this that big of a story. I think they're going to multiply on it. It's going to have the snowman effect where it's going to swerve, or no offense, just over and over and over again. It's going to... It's just a bump in the road right now.
That's what I'm doing after Majin. Don't worry.
One of the best stories in professional wrestling right now, but I think it's going to keep on going. But I got Hangman for 5 points.
I got the Millennial Cowboy for one. I agree. I think it's Hangman's time to get one on Swerve. You know, it's lights out, so it's not going to count for the record, but we all know he's 0-2 in singles matches versus Swerve, 0-3 in matches overall, if you're counting the triple threat with Joe and Swerve at Revolution. I think it's time for him to get one, keep the rivalry going. But I could also see them saying, we don't want Swerve to lose back-to-back pay-per-views. Want Swerve to get vengeance for Hangman burning down his house. That's why I only have Hangman for one. But it's going to be a fun match. It's going to be crazy.
All right. I got Hangman for two. Because, it is time for Hangman to get one up. And being unsanctioned is the perfect time to do it, because it's not going to affect any records anywhere, because technically this match doesn't happen. So I think Hangman going over here, and because of it not counting, is how you can get away with having Swerve lose two pay-per-views back-to-back. It doesn't hurt his record.
Right.
If this would be sanctioned, 100% I'd be going Swerve, because you're not going to have Swerve lose two pay-per-views in a row. But being unsanctioned, perfect opportunity to have Hangman go up. It doesn't affect his records, and Swerve can say his emotions got to him and he wasn't able to pick up the victory.
So it looks like, if I'm not mistaken, Paul, you and I agreed on every match. Different points, but we agreed. So I don't know what we want to do. We got to come up with some sort of tiebreaker.
Can I come up with a tiebreaker?
Yes, you can.
Go ahead, yes, Shep.
All right, here we go. Tiebreaker between you two jackalopes, because it's going to be irrelevant because I'm going to win.
Find out who gets last place.
Wow. There's so many options here. Hold on. Here, I have a really good idea.
He's going to flip a coin.
No.
Steven's saying we could pick the 0 hour matches to break the tie. Actually, I'm afraid we'd agree on those.
Don't steal my freaking mojo, Steven Chambers. Son of a bitch. We got three. No, we got four of those.
Four of them.
Four of those matches.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, fuck, they're easy pickings. All right. This sucks. I believe in Danner. Yeah, fuck off.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Who?
That's so catchy. God, that guy's a genius.
Who?
All right, trios match. Here we go. Dustin Rhodes, Sammy Guevara, and Hologram versus Tony Nese, Ari Daivari, and Josh Woods with Smart Mark Sterling.
Silver balls.
I think that's the only one that you could not easily predict.
Really?
Have you looked at the other ones?
That's why I said I think we'd agree on every single one of these.
Honestly, the only other one I've looked at was the Undisputed Kingdom versus the Beast Mortis and Shane Taylor Promotions versus Andretti and Top Flight.
Top Flight, yeah.
That's the only other match I've even looked at, so.
So this is the other match, one of the four 0 hour matches or whatever the hell to call them now. I think that's the only one that has an option of going both ways.
I don't see any way that Guevara, Dustin, and Hologram lose. Hologram's undefeated, and Dustin and Sammy just won those tag titles, so I don't see them losing.
There's no way they would lose.
That's an awful... I know. It's an awful tiebreaker. It was awful. There's nothing else there.
I mean, I guess we just could go Champions Advantage and
tough. Oh, well, of course he wants to go Champions Advantage. No.
Of course there's champions. Yeah, whatever.
No, we're not doing this. You take the cheat way out every time with Champions Advantage.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. Tiebreaker. Shep's
gonna flip a coin.
Because I don't think I'll be in this, but I'm gonna throw a fair for you.
No.
Tiebreak. We will get at least four matches going into Dynamite on Wednesday. We'll get at least four. Okay.
Is it over under? Is that what we're saying, doing here?
No, we'll get four. Yeah, we'll get four. We will do a text group and post them on those picks on those four matches. At least four. If we get five, we do five. I don't think we will. I think we'll get four. That'll be our tie break going into Wednesday on Dynamite.
So we're not going to know who the true champion is until Wednesday after Dynamite.
Well, no, actually, I'm going to win. So you guys don't have a shot at this. I'm just trying to give you guys some hope, some little glimmer of hope.
Do you like how I said it, Tanner? We're not going to know who the true champion is until Wednesday night. I didn't go. I'm going to get my belt on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Shep's confident that freaking his picks are going to somehow win. And I just.
Yeah, well, I've held the belt twice, Paul. How many times you had it?
A lot more than twice.
Have you had it twice?
I dropped the belt both times to you.
Oh.
You won the belt off of me thanks to New Japan and stuff.
Yeah, well, I love New Japan stuff. So. Hey, and
Wrestle Dream. So, see, this makes sense that I win the belt and then Shep wins it at Wrestle Dream.
I do like Wrestle Dream.
Shep had it at All Out last year.
He did.
He won it All Out last year. I won it at WrestleDream, then started my Ring of Terror here. So.
Yeah, because I won it at Forbidden Door.
Well, now, hold on a second. He held it. How many Champions Advantage have you taken advantage of here, Tanner?
I have a single one.
One, because I usually kick your guys' ass. You and JPJ tied me once. We were all three perfect cards. Pluggo and Paul were a bunch of losers, couldn't get a perfect card. And then I took care of business and all in. JPJ gave me a hell of a run. You, I don't know what you were doing. You got demolished by both of us.
And by a guy who wasn't even in the running. That'd be like saying you got beat by Marco Stunt here. Come on, Shep.
Majin's claiming for a beer drinking contest if there's a tie.
Yeah, I see how many he said there, too.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
First and down four beer wins.
Hold on a second.
We're
going to do a drinking. Hold on. A drinking contest?
You're not going to tie. Your picks are too different. So,
yeah,
God, I'm not doing a drinking contest against Shep. That's just like giving. I don't even know what to compare that to.
Now, let's not forget, just because, Tanner, you and I picked the same people.
Right.
That doesn't mean this match that.
Yeah, but Paul, I'm just guessing we're both going to get perfect cards. That's what I'm.
Yeah, but I'm saying
that's
like
some,
if
that's
somehow,
some bullshit.
Somehow Takeshna or, okay, let's really throw this off. Somehow Orange Cassidy picks up the victory here. I will have more points than you for the rest of the card.
Yeah, I know. I know that. Yeah.
So. We may not need a tiebreaker, but since you and I are going to get perfect cards, we will need a tiebreaker. I'm just throwing out all the options
out there. You guys,
because I don't want somebody who's watching this for the first time to go, well, what's the confidence points matter if they pick the same people? I'm trying to explain it to our new listeners, Tanner.
I guess if Paul and I tie on perfect cards, we'll figure something out. I don't know. I don't know what that is right now.
I don't.
It might be a Dynamite prediction.
We'll see how many people can do 20 push-ups.
Deal.
Sorry, Paul. I'm thinking Tanner's little skinny arms. Paul, you get a little muscle in them arms. Like, it could be close, right?
I could pop off 20 right now if I wanted to, but I don't want to.
No, you couldn't.
No.
Yes, I can. Yes, okay. I can.
How about
chin-ups? I have a previous
chin-ups.
I can do pull-ups.
Shep, I have a previous torn rotator cuff injury. Putting weight on the right arm, no go.
Is that what happens in old FWF when you get suplexed?
No, this was before FWF. Oh. This was in remodeling my house.
You tore your rotator cuff remodeling your house?
It was a prior injury, and I finished ripping it the rest of the way off in the middle of swinging a sledgehammer through some plaster.
You're no Cody Rhodes or Triple H.
No, that's not true.
I hit a stud.
You didn't hit me. What are you talking about?
Oh!
That was teed up.
No, and, I don't remember exactly how it happened. It was like 2013.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, let's have a good all out, and we'll talk Paul about it belts. Next week.
Paul two belts. What the hell? There isn't gonna be no two belts. Like I said, if this is your guys' last shot before I hold this thing for a year, so
yeah, I know. That's why I'm confident that I'll be Paul two belts.
Well, Paul two belts, why don't you wrap us up?
All right.
Wrap us up, Paul two belts.
Don't forget to check out kickingoutshop.com. It's your place to go for great merchandise, support a great podcast, and look fantastic doing so. Buy our merch, yeah, marks, as
you Majin marks.
Would say. I'll let Majin fill in the other words there that he normally does. Be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And if that happens to be Apple Podcasts, leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. Thanks for that there, Majin. Be sure to follow the current Kicking Out Predictions champion at Tanner Lee 92. Follow Austin Shepherd at the Shep 27. Be sure to follow myself at Paul Zartman 87. And join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.